At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your opening bell for Cinco de Mayo 2025. So last week we had a bunch of information coming in. Well, all the information that the Federal Reserve needs to make their decision this week. So the biggest news we have coming out this week is the Federal Reserve, they will be meeting in 2 days and telling us exactly what they're going to do. So what are we expecting them to do this week, and what are we expecting from interest rates? Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. So my name is Dan Ferriero. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states, where our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, I'll give you all my information at the end of this video because you need to learn what's going on this week in regards to these things. So last week, we saw an uptick in rates. Well, between Thursday and Friday, we had about an eighth of a percent adjustment in rates. I'm checking now to see, is that the pivot point where I now want to, you know, we were riding these rates better and better and better, and now did they turn, or are they up for the upswing now? Well, that's what we're going to focus in on this video. So let's get over to see what the Federal Reserve is expected to do at this week's meeting. So let's look at a lot of the data points that they look at, because we had all these factors come in last week, and this is going to make them basically help the Federal Reserve make the decision on what they're going to do. So let's get over to it. Right through here, here's the data that came in last week. We had actually each piece of this information come in. We had the PCE, the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. We had the unemployment rate come in, and we had also GDP basically fall off a cliff last week. And the biggest news we have right now is, well, is this going to signal the Federal Reserve to cut rates, or is it signaling more of a recession on the horizon? So we're going to talk about what a recession is, how that affects real estate here in a minute. But let's go over to the stock market. Equity markets are taking it on its chin all the way across the board here. We do have oil down, so that's helping on the inflation front tremendously. But we do have the 10-year Treasury up 0.008. I'm not going to say that's really a move in rates. So let's get over to what the bond market's doing now. So here's what the bond market's doing. If you want to follow interest rates or mortgage rates, you have to follow the MBS market that we follow right through here. So let me explain to you guys what this is and how this works. So what we follow on this channel, if you're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, we follow these things right through here. This is a mortgage-backed security bond. It's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. The yields on this thing is exactly what your mortgage rate's going to be, other than two other components. What's added to this yield is what we call loan level price adjustments, and also the bank's profit margins. So that's what equates out to your mortgage rate. So here's what we're seeing in the board right now. We have a negative 0.08. So when the bond market is down, what you're seeing right through here, the price of the bond is down, we see rates going up. Well, the other day, let's look at a two-day chart. This is a pretty bad chart that we're seeing right through here. Here's a five-day chart. Well, this, if you went about 6 or 7 days over there, we had a rally. It was way down here and then rallied all the way up to here. So now, is this our focal point to get, you know, basically start locking people in? Because as this chart goes down, rates are going up. So I'm still not convinced that this rally is over. So, you know, the market's down 0.08 right now. I'm going to try to get, is this a consolidation point right through here to now have an uptick or a downtick? That's what I'm going to focus in on. And that's why you need to stay tuned every day to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates and the whys behind it. So that's what we're seeing right through here. We go to the economic calendar for this week, and there's really nothing here. We go to the Monday, the servicing PMI, really nothing here that's going to spark the market. Tuesday, we're going to check the 10-year bond yields, and the auction's going to take place. We're going to see how the yields go on that. And then on Wednesday, we have the FOMC meeting. They're going to come out and tell us exactly what they're going to do. So what are they going to do? Let's get over to it. Let me break the bad news to you. I'm going to go over to right through here. Let's scroll down. What's the probability of what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting? Well, I hate to burst your bubble. If you go down through here, there's a 96.9% chance they're not going to do anything, because the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5 right through here. And you can see that right over through here as well, 4.25 to 4.5. So now everybody's saying, well, okay, now a recession is upon us. So let's get over and see what is in fact a recession, because we thought we had a recession about 2-3 years ago. And then they came out and said, no, we're going to change the definition. And I don't know why, but history will tell us if we're in a recession or not. But let's get some of the significant situations when we know that we're in a recession. So let's get over to here. A significant decline in economic activity that is spread across the economy and lasts more than a few months. Well, we had two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. Well, if you go to the factors or the numbers that we're seeing right through here, we go over to here. Here's the numbers that just came in all last week. These are all the pieces of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve monitors. One piece of that was right here. We had the GDP. It came in previously at a positive 2.7. Now we're a negative 0.3. So that means we're 1 month of that two consecutive quarters of negative GDP. So is this something to worry about? Well, we're going to pay attention to it. But home prices, just so you know, in most recessions over time, home prices didn't fare all that bad. They didn't do really well. But the nice thing about a lot of recessions in the past, it had made the Fed drive down interest rates. So here's basically the key elements. Are we in a recession or not? Declining GDP. Well, we saw that. Rising unemployment. Well, we haven't seen that yet. And the Federal Reserve, about a year and a half ago, they called, well, we might hit 5%. Well, we haven't even come close to that yet. We've been teetering around the 4% range, and we've been just sticky right through there. So that's good news when we talk about the recession. Then we go falling consumer spending. Consumers are still spending like drunken sailors out there, but here's the pieces of the puzzle that are starting to fall apart. Decreased business inventory. We're starting to see that other than AI. Drop in industrial productions. We're starting to see that as well. Falling stock market. Well, we saw that a couple weeks ago, or about a month or so ago, and now the rally has brought us back to pre-Trump election numbers. Lower consumer confidence. This basically fell off a cliff last week. And then flattening of the yield curve. Well, the yield curve, let's see if it's really flattening. You can go over to the look at the yield curve. Well, let's look at yield curves. Yield curve. Let's go over to here. And I always choose this. It's like the third one down or something like that. Right through. Where is it? Right through here. Nope, that's not it. That's not it. Let's see if this one's it. This one might be it. That is not it. I'm sorry, folks. I usually have it right on the first click there. There is the U.S. Treasury. Now, it is getting a little bit flattened, but we need the midterm rates up and the longer term rates down. So here's one of the areas why the president is, I guess, in disputes with the Federal Reserve. He's saying, well, we're bringing down the back end yields right through here. So the federal government can actually control the treasury yields because it depends on supply demand. Is there a lot of supply for treasuries or a limited supply for treasuries? So hold on, my apologies, folks. So that's what we're seeing through here. So the more treasuries out there, so what's happening right now is the federal government is trying to spend less and less and less money. So that's driving down the yield curves on the treasury end. But over here on the front end, the short-term rates, these are controlled many times by the Federal Reserve, short-term interest rates. So this is where President Trump's coming in saying, well, you need to lower the front end yield curve because a normal year yield curve looks kind of something like this. Let's go back to May of 2020. This is a normal yield curve. See how the rates down here, if you're not investing, you can't get any yield. But if you invest 1 month, you're going to get a little yield. But over time, you're going to get higher and higher yields. You can see that through here. Here's the maturity date, and here's your yields. Okay, here's how screwed up the economy is right now. Short-term rates are almost as high as long-term rates, and that's not good for the economy, and that's another signal that we might be into recession. So what's my thoughts on a lot of this stuff? Folks, I think this is a man-made kind of recession. President Trump, with the tariffs that he's doing, is shocking the whole systems. So unfortunately, we're going to have to wait and see how this the dust settles with a lot of these things. But my short-term and long-term outlooks on a lot of these things, short-term, if you can get a rate at 7 or below, please, make sure you're shopping around. And this is where we come into play. So let me get to me for 1 second. Our slogan here, like I said, is, well, I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I'm actually a nationwide mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico because I work at a federal bank. I work at a federal bank, folks, for real. So that's what I do. However, our federal bank is set up with 33 other banks. Okay, why is that important to you? Well, by putting your application in right through here, I'm able to shop your loan with our bank and all 33 other banks behind me as well. So I have programs and packages and interest rates from 34 banks. So this is how we can offer you one application, one credit pool. We're going to give you quotes up to 30 different lenders. This is how we do it. So if to find out more about me and my team, just go to therateupdate.com. My phone number is right up through here. It's 844-775-5626. We do have our schedule a consultation with me or Alan. It is available now. We got this fixed last week. But if you'd rather just put in your application than call us or however you want to reach out to us, please. If you're looking to refinance or buy, I'd love to help you. Scroll down through here. I don't know if you realize I have over 3,000 videos on my YouTube channel. Here's just some hand-picked ones what we did. So if you're out there and you're a homeowner right now and you're watching rates, trying to figure out where's that bottom, we have a rate watch tool right through here. Just click this. You can put in your information for your mortgage and let me know where your mortgage rate is now. Where are you looking to refinance? And when that rate hits it, I'll be getting you on the phone, making sure we get your paperwork started. And you can sign up for that right through here. We don't sell the data, folks. I just use it personally to reach out to you guys when that time hits. If you're looking to buy that first house, maybe you're a disabled vet looking for some programs we can offer you right through there. FHA guidelines, all updated guidelines are right through here. Even reverse mortgages, I can help you with there. But if you want to learn even more about your credit scores, click this one. You're going to learn what system I personally use to help me with my credit as well. So that's our report for today, folks. I hope you learned something. If you did, all I ask you to do is one thing. One thing. I'm trying to hit 50,000 subscribers by the end of the year. If you click over there, you can help me get there. So that's it for this morning. We're going to see how the markets react so far. But right now, the bond market's down just a tad. Is this the point of where I'm going to start locking people in now? Or are we going to continue that float? I'll be back at the closing bell. I'll let you know that piece of the equation and where we're going from there. So thanks for watching, folks. Hope you learned something today. God bless. And I'll see you back here at the closing bell to show you how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. Take care. Bye-bye.